Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and I am coming to you today with some very difficult news. I want to just encourage you right now to say, you know, if it's parental guidance suggested, but this is the truth. And we always want to bring you the truth on VFN TV. This is where other broadcasts won't bring this for some reason they want, won't show this to you. But I wanted you to know. I wanted you to know that what took place just yesterday was a tragedy. But this is parental guidance suggested. You know, talk with your parents if you're watching right now and your parents are not with you. If you know, you could turn away from this, but we got to begin to see this, because after I show you this in just a moment, then you're going to realize that what God was saying and we've been talking about, this is what the enemy's wanting to do to America, and is what Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, what God had shown him, is coming to America that's worse than this. What happened? ISIS in the Middle East came and took a Jordanian pilot who had crashed, and they took him hostage, and they murdered him, but they burned him alive. They burned him alive. But just reports are, according, you know, John will tell us some more about this, because John Remus has joined us today, that they voted against Israel in the United Nations. And so when they voted against Israel in the United Nations, that, you know, you look what's happening at this particular point. We're looking at some major things taking place. I want to brace yourself. This is major, but this happened. And we have American pilots that are out here, American pilots that are working to be able to defend and to be there for, you know, our nation. And what if their aircraft crashes? But I want you to see this, and it's pretty tragic. This is a pilot, Jordanian pilot, that crashed. They went and took him. They took him through all the rubble where he had fired his missiles, reportedly. And it's just a tragedy. But this is the enemy that we're dealing with. Radical Islam is an enemy of every human being on the face of this earth, and they want to see Israel destroyed, they want to see America destroyed, and they have infiltrated, according to Kamal Saleem with Qum Ministries, that over 500,000 have already entered in the southern borders of America. Watch what took place just yesterday.
استحالت من الصغار تلبى الرصاص وجاء القصاص فأين المناصر شرار الورى إذا الخير جالت وشالت وصالت لهذا استحالت لظى المسعرا تلقى الرصاص وجاء القصاص فأين المناصر شرار الورى إليكم سنأتي بذبح وموتي بخوف وصمت نشق العرى فشلت الجهارا فذوق الخسارى وعودوا فرارا بليل السرى إليكم سنأتي.
قال ابن تيمية رحمه الله: فأما إذا كان في التمثيل الشائع دعاء لهم إلى الإيمان أو زجر لهم عن العدوان، فإنه هنا من إقامة الحدود والجهاد المشروع.
قريبا قريبا ترون العجيب وسوف ترى لعطري ديارك.
Enough. This is a tragedy that just happened yesterday. Why everybody's talking about winter and wind and weather, and a storm is being fashioned against America and against the world. And for some reason, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann, our president has removed this enemy from all the records of the FBI library, saying that they are not our enemy, that radical Islam is not our enemy. Look what's taking place here. Look what took place in France. And it is taking place in the world as we speak. And you think about it, this is just tragedies. We've shown you that Foley, they literally beheaded the journalist Foley. And now this pilot, Jordanian pilot, that they burned him at a stake. And what we're seeing is what we've been saying. You got to hear. This is Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries. And God had shown him, in September 23rd, around that area. And you can see this whole dream about what's going to happen in America, that some of these things are not going to stop. But these people who did this, what he's talking about in this dream that God gave him about, this prophetic dream about America, that it's going to be worse than this in America if we don't wake up. And I just want to tell you, I am sounding the alarm, and I'm telling you that we got to wake up. The enemy is coming over our borders. And I'm not talking about illegal aliens. I'm talking about in the crowd. There are people just like this that want to do this kind of harm because they feel that it's going to be their God, and they're doing it for radical Islam, according to a Kamal Saleem, that over 500,000 have come over our borders even now. They're like sleeper cells waiting for these kind of things to happen. But listen to Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, right now. This is what he's talking about. What's coming to America, if we don't repent and turn back to God, is going to be worse than this. And the Word of God says that the Lord is fashioning a storm, a sword against you. And if you hear the watchman on the wall and you respond, then God will stop the storm. But if you don't respond, then these things will come upon you. Listen to Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries now.
Wake up alarms. You know, that are these nice tingly bells or whatever. They never wake me up. You know, I've got to have some blasting, irritating sound to shock me and wake me up. And sometimes I think warnings do. But that was that dream is a valid warning. It is unfolding. I was amazed at how many people have been hearing the same thing, how many of our, I believe, government leaders and all, not necessarily top leaders, but a lot of people in government are very much aware, and it even came out in the news today, some other incredible things about the threat we have of those infiltrating our country. It is real, but just shining the light on it can help overcome it. Light cast out darkness, and I will continue to sound the alarm as long as I am able when I'm given them. I don't just make these things up. That I knew came from a dream from the Lord, and that's why I shared it. And it is time, but I want to do a quick review and then go a little deeper, talk about some aspects I did not talk about in the other video, and also now start talking about an action plan for this, because it is unfolding, and as I've shared and been sharing, we're in a valley of decision right now. We've got just a few months, I believe, before certain things are set that are just going to happen. And instead of praying and preparing for them not to happen after that, we're going to have to start preparing for them. Okay, they're going to happen. Let's see them lessened. Let's see their impact lessened. I believe we can still, even things that are determined, I think we can pray for mercy, pray for grace. And main thing of all, pray for harvest during this time. And pray for the salvation of the Lord to come upon both his people, and that they would preach his salvation, and that multitudes would be saved. And that's what I always pray. When we have, you know, a natural disaster somewhere and there are a lot of deaths, I always pray for multitudes to be saved for everyone who is lost. And I believe we can do that. Okay, now I had a prophetic dream. And I'm trusting most of you saw that first video. If you haven't, I'm sure you will. But it was a scheme of the enemy. And I believe we're not to be ignorant of his schemes, but they can be prevented by illuminating them. So my prayer is still that what I was shown does not have to happen. But we'll know very soon if it's going to or not. I think within a few months. Now, what I saw was beyond ISIS, and it was beyond Al-Qaeda. I believe we've had Al-Qaeda bases in South and Central America for quite a while, with the intent of infiltrating and bringing great destruction to America. I believe they've been infiltrating our country for some time. They've been here setting up cells. They're very patient. They think years ahead. Not just days, but this has been going on for some time. And I know many who are in positions of authority and all to know this, that do know it and do understand it. But in this dream, I was watching an attack on us, very specifically on a Texas ranch. And now, as I'm sharing and reviewing, I'm adding a few parts as we go along that I didn't share in the last video. I saw a diabolical cruelty that was so extreme that ISIS and Al-Qaeda operatives were shocked, totally shocked, and in some ways terrified themselves at the diabolical cruelty they saw coming out of some of these people coming across our southern border. It was beyond anything ISIS and all done. It was so bad, you would have thought just beheading people was merciful. And I saw it actually frightening and shocking Al-Qaeda and ISIS operatives and other terrorist operatives. This was beyond that.
So tragic. This is so tragic what we're seeing, but we've been warning you. We've been saying this over and over again. We've been saying this and saying, listen, you have to respond. Listen, the church, we need to wake up. He says, if my people, he says, when you see these things coming, if my people who are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways, then and they would repent for our sins, then turn to heaven and begin to pray and humble ourselves. He said, he will hear from heaven and he will heal our land. He'll stop the storm. This, no matter what anybody tells you, the Lord has shown us this storm is coming. This sword is being fashioned. But let me tell you something. He puts watchmen on the walls to be able to let us know that this, so we can tell you and you can say, dear God, you need to wake up. God has called you to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. He didn't call you just to play church. We need to rise up and begin to say, you know, we have a role. God told us to go to begin to go in the harvest fields. And we're going to talk more about that. But right now, this storm is being fashioned. It's being set up for quite some time by the enemy. But the reason why we're here, truly, VFN TV, is a network that God is building. He established it. It came through a prophetic word because God wants to warn and let you know that these days are short in regards to what's about to happen. But know that if we'll respond, God could turn everything on a dime. If he did it for Nineveh, I mean, think about this. If he did it for Nineveh, think about that. If he did it for Nineveh, he will do it for America. He has a covenant over America. He loves America. But you have to understand, America's got to begin to love God and put God first. There's going to be great consequences taking place. This pilot was just burned to death, burned alive just hours ago, less than 24 hours ago. And this is what he's saying. He's saying, Rick Joyner, the Lord showed him that the tragedy is going to be worse than this in America. So we got to wake up. We have to wake up. We have to get busy. Turn off everything that's distracting you and say, you know what, God, I'm going to begin to abide with you. I'm going to begin to hear what you're saying. Listen, go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and get your plan today. Join us after this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. How does a lawsuit against a city seal come before the court? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I know the ACLU is—they're out to rename every half the cities in the country. But how do these cases ever get into federal court?
Here's what happens: a citizen in the community generally objects, and they'll object to the symbol there—the crosses for La Cruces, New Mexico. And then you've got—we've had there's been challenges against Corpus Christi, and that's the body of Christ. So that they bring them in federal court, they get citizens in the area to say, "quote," they're offended, and unfortunately, oftentimes the court will say, "well, offense being." You know, looking at something is enough to bring a literal constitutional challenge, and that's how this happens.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. To become more involved in protecting these freedoms, visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You may be joining us today, and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. We try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are, welcome back. I don't know if, can you, I'm coming over here. Yeah, welcome back. We are, just, it is tragic in regards to what's taken place. What we just saw that took place in Jordan is just a tragedy. It is a tragedy what took place, and our hearts are breaking and going out to this pilot to be able to just pray for the comfort and just going, you know, this is such a tragedy. Remember, we have American pilots that are out there going through this on a daily basis, and we need to pay attention to what's going on because that's what they're facing. It gets a little hot. That's what we're facing right now, and understand what we've been warning for quite some time. You know, we've been you know, VFNTV's been
that's
here
right.
constantly. And you can go to VFNTV.com and go to the torch and go to the prophetic words that are there. And what prophecy is God is warning us. The best news available for you is from God. God will let us know what's going on. He says in Amos, the book of Amos, that He will actually tell us what's happening. And we need to make sure that, you know, that we say, you know, God, we want to hear what's going on. And to say, you know, how many people believe secular, you know, newscasts mm-hmm. when God is giving you accurate, you know, this is what's going to happen. And He can change the future. God can change the future. He can say, okay, this is what is going to happen if you do this. But if you do this, this is going to happen. This is what He says continually. He says, if you do this, I'll bless you. If you do this, it won't be good for you. And we say, you know, Lord, we want to follow you. And what does God expect from us? God expects from each of us, He expects us to turn to Him and just say, God, you're right, and mm-hmm. get back into His word. Like 80%, 81% of Christians in America, or people who profess to be Christians, don't even pick up their Bibles at all. And of the 19% that do pick them up, only 3% of those, this is according to George Barna, even consider it as a word of God to direct their life. And think about that. That's huge. Somebody picks up the newspaper, you know, yeah. somebody picks up
a blog
or anything. Yeah. And they begin to think of that and begin to receive that as, and we're telling you, I'm telling you, and the fear of the Lord wouldn't tell you something that God's not telling us. And we just went to, you know, as we gave, and it's available right now to all of our partners, the entire conversation, almost 3 hours talking yeah. about what took place at the summit in North Carolina, or Fort Mill, South Carolina, about as all the prophetic folks kind of got together, and we said, you know, what is God saying? And so we begin to share that. And that's available for all of our partners. It's mm-hmm. right there for you for any particular amount at all. And and I just want to encourage you at this particular time, and that this is tragic. There's a lot of distraction going on in the studio right now. But I just want to tell you, this is majorly a tragic, and we need to be able to pay close attention to it. We got to pay close attention to it. And it's like everyone's sleeping. Everyone's sleeping. You go, you know, you look at a television, and I love the word of God being preached. But at some point, we got to become prophetic and have a now word and saying, listen, this is what's happening right now, and we need to respond to it. We need to respond to the word, what God is saying. He's speaking. God does speak, and He's letting us know this is happening. And according to what you just heard from Rick Joyner, what we heard from Kamal Saleem when he was on VFN-TV, what we're hearing prophetically, what we just saw took place in Jordan, and that was ISIS that did that in Jordan, and what God was showing Rick Joyner, that what's going to happen in America is going to be worse than what's happening just happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else can be worse than something so tragic, being burned alive. And they're organizing the Middle East, the same luciferic acid of
hatred.
Alinsky tactics are being used all around the world, which are Lucifer tactics. We talked about that. There's a whole entire, you know, series on the organizers of the night versus organizer of the day. And you need to get it and understand it, because when our president said, he said, the Middle East needs to be organized, that's what's happening right now. They create this whole force called, they didn't create it. I'm not saying the president created it. I'm just saying they're allowed this whole thing to uprise, you know, called ISIS,
which could be just could have been snuffed out just immediately. And now everybody's organizing around this problem. The whole world is beginning to organize around a problem that America could have stopped immediately. America could have stopped immediately, but we didn't. And now everybody's focused on it. You have King Jordan focusing on it. You have Israel focusing on it. You have Iran focusing on it. And it's just that's how these tactics work. And all of a sudden, people who would not ever got together and don't even need to be together start focusing on tragic event like that. And all of a sudden, everybody gets shifted at that particular point. Or people begin to cry out for help. And they settle for an answer that they never would have settled for before. But because of the fear and dangers, they go, you know what? I never would have accepted socialism before. I never would have accepted, you know, big government before. But now, if you'll just come and save us, you know, instead of turning to God. And what we're saying and what I'm telling you is we're supposed to say that, but not say it to men. We're supposed to say that to God. God, if you'll come and save us, we'll serve you. If you come and turn this thing around, you know, we will serve you. And this thing is going to be physical. There's going to be a physical battle on the soil of America. I saw it. I mean, God showed me a vision. He showed me a night vision. He's shown others, but he's shown me. I saw it. And when I was on, we were on the air on VFN TV, and I wasn't going to deliver these words. I was kind of holding back on them because, you know, it's so difficult for the churches to hear, you know, this truth. We got to begin to not quit burying our head in the sand. You know, we got the sand of denial.
That's why we showed the video. Yeah. You got to see reality. You got to see what's happening.
You know, that is just what happened just yesterday. And so in the context of that I saw a physical battle coming to America and our naval air, you know, being attacked by the enemy. And it doesn't take much, you know, because we're such as freedom and people coming over our borders by hundreds of thousands. And not everybody that comes over our border is planning evil, but all you need is just, you know, a few pilots to fly planes into towers to change everything. And so I want to encourage you not to put fear in you of man, but put the fear of God in you to say, you know what? It is time. We have to stand up. This is not business as usual. As the commercial said years ago, this is not your father's Oldsmobile. This is not your father's America right now. This is America on the edge, on a ship that has lost its oars, has lost its ropes that tie it down, its anchor, its drift, and it's getting close to getting water over the edge. But if God wanted to take us down, he would have done it. That's not what he wants.
Speaking about not being your father's Oldsmobile, Franklin Graham just spoke. And he said a storm is coming, and he was being criticized because he said, you know, your father wouldn't say the things that you're saying. And he says, listen, when my father was preaching, they were still praying in schools.
Right.
They were still honoring people. You weren't seeing what was happening, but it's time for us as a church to speak up and stand for truth because we're going to lose this great country. Right. We're going to lose it all.
And you know, we just had a gathering that took place, and we're, you know, in this dedication and some of the things that were said, it's like Christian television, we need to become relevant.
Right.
You know, we need to be in every aspect of these seven mountains and begin to say, you know what, stand up for God. I mean, this pilot went and fought on behalf of freedom, preventing ISIS from coming into Jordan, and he gave his life for this whole cause. When you take a pledge to be able to become a United States Marine, they say we will lay down our life in that pledge. When we become Christians, we say our life is being laid down. It's no longer our life, but it's Christ's life. And so we've got to begin to have that kind of tenacity. And when you think about our founding fathers, they were willing to lay down their everything, you know, their wealth, their reputation, every single thing. And so we have to begin to say, you know what, God, I'm ready to stand up for you. You know, I'm ready to stand up for you. And God is looking for someone who will stand in the gap and say, God, I don't care what, you know, all these religious folks are saying. You're God. Jesus Christ is my Savior. And I'm going to stand up for you. Listen, do you want to hear the headline news? You're hearing it right now. That just happened. This is what God is saying. This is coming to America. Some things can't be stopped. The Northwest America, I mean, you have to understand when something's coming after Texas, you know, a very strong state, that this is what Jesus says. If you can bind this strong man, you can destroy the entire family. You can destroy the entire nation. And Texas is like this strong state and has a constitution that just, you know, is kind of stable in the context of that. And they're just like the things that are being shown prophetically is that it's being targeted. And we had some friends of ours in Texas that when they were in the prophetic encounters with God just recently, that they had a parade going on, and all of a sudden the speaker system came over Texas and began to say, you know, that ISIS is coming to your home, you know, Al-Qaeda is coming to your homes, everybody go to your houses. And so they were going to their houses, and a day of decision was coming for everyone.
Yeah.
And believe me, if it's coming for Texas, it's coming for America. By the way, this is an easy decision. Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus is the decision. He says, you know, you're going to have to choose today who you're going to serve. When Elijah was on top of that mountain calling down the fire, what he was saying was, God was saying through him, you've been making a lot of wrong decisions. You've been calling things God that's not God. You've been running after stuff and idols and images. But today, you're going to have to choose who you're going to serve. And God had a plan in store at that point. He was going to begin to take his people back. But the redemption plan was going to end with Jehu rising up. It was going to be destroyed, taken down a chosen, anointed leader, you know, Ahab, and it was going to be removing Jezebel from her place of office and take all the Baal worshipers, gather them together and remove them, and God was going to purify his people. That was going to happen. So I encourage you, today is the day to say, you know what, these are the days of Elijah. These are the days of Ezekiel, where the problems are becoming as flesh, but this is the day the church is going to rise up. This is the day that we're going to do what we're called to do. Shit, you've been looking at the church, you've been thinking like, what are we doing? We just keep singing songs to each other.
Right.
Listen, let's just get busy with the things of God. Let's become his disciple. You know, go to Multiply Movement. Go to VFNTV.com, the links, and say, you know, I want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. I want to get busy. I don't care if all 300 million people in America don't do it. I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something. Ask Noah. One man can make a difference. We'll be right back.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan, to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you. But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe that, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to, and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today, and God's bringing people to himself, and you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out, and people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is, you need to go where God is calling you, and that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function, and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
This is so tragic what we're seeing take place, you know, in the world today. I mean, 4 million people in the streets of France.
Yeah.
You know, France is wondering, are we on the edge of another
uprising?
Uprising. I mean, I don't know if we call it uprising, but it would be
intifada.
Not even intifada. It would be probably the cause of an intifada.
Right.
But just a great rebellion that a revolution. Mm. They're thinking revolution in the context of that. And it's like the whole world is being organized.
Yeah.
And, you know, I encourage everyone that is listening, that if you haven't gone to VFNTV.com or download our app, listen, we'd be doing something else. We're doing this because this is what God said do. And the reason why he wanted us to do it is so you, right now, who are listening or who are watching, that you can hear this warning. And you got to do the homework. Don't sit here and wait for everything to be handed to you on a silver platter. We've given you the sources. We've given you all that you need to begin to build a foundation to be wise in what you're doing. Go to VFNTV.com, go to The Torch, and begin to listen to those series about, you know, are you being organized? Or children of the night versus children, organizers of the day versus organizer of the night. Listen to Rebuilding the Walls of the Church in America, the Heart of Nehemiah.
Yeah.
And just get that inside of you, because this day is here. And I felt like, you know, in my spirit and we're going to talk about Israel in just a moment, because it's all on the stake. You're looking at the two democracies in the world, which God has blessed and has the foundation of being blessed, that the enemy wants to destroy. Isn't that interesting that the enemy doesn't want freedom?
No.
And so I would stand for freedom. You know, I would stand for freedom, but freedom's only going to come from God. It doesn't come from man. All of our rights come from God. And that's what our Constitution says. That's what our Declaration of Independence says. And so we got to begin to get to the foundation. What is God's original intent for our nation? What is his original intent for America? And we have that for you on the VFN Torch, you know, so just go there and subscribe to it as well. You know, go to VFNTV.com and subscribe to it. But you're going to go back and have to do your homework and begin to listen to these things and watch them and begin to understand this is real. For some reason, I don't know why, and it's not because a lot of journalists don't want to do it. It's the corporations that are running those organizations. They won't let them say what they want to say. They'll fire them, like the CBS journalists that begin to their phones tapped, according to reports. So Israel, John, talk to us about, you know, here is America, as we just said, under great stress about to take place in America. And the anger, some of the words are, that some people are going to get so angry in America that they're going to start thinking the problem is horizontal. Mm. And that's some of our big concerns. And that's one reason why we want to be able to tell you that, you know, the issue is with us. It's with the church. God says, if my people will humble ourselves, it doesn't matter what people who are not in the world or in God are doing.
Right.
He says they'll benefit from our relationship with God being right. And so the issue is God's people being in sin, and that we got to turn back to him. And I just really sense that, you know, we have to begin to, you know, what does that mean? And getting back to the original intent of the church. And one thing that we're known by, we're not known, well, presently we're known by our organizations, we're known by our buildings, we're known by our corporate status, we're known by our political status. But Jesus said, you'll be known by your love for each other. By your love for each other. And it can't be this, like, I love you, brother, type stuff. And we have to begin to live our lives together and not to let the enemy divide us and begin to be there for each other. First of all, that's actually what pleases God,
right?
Is us caring for each other. And love is patient, kind, long-suffering, no records of wrongs, all those different things. But that happens in the context of a small relationship. So I encourage you to begin to think about, you know, I want to begin not only to abide myself. I'm going to go to iabide.org and get me a plan, a free plan for me. But I'm going to begin to hang out with a few other people that abide on a regular basis, like an abiding group. And no matter where you're going, what's going on, you can do this within the context of your church with a few other people, begin to walk it out. If Jesus did it with 12, I mean, come on. You know,
We can do this.
We can actually have a relationship with fellow believers and begin to walk this thing out. If we'll do that, I have hope that the greatest outpouring that America's ever seen is about to come to America. I definitely come to the glory zone.
Oh, yes.
And in the midst of great turmoil, there's going to be a great harvest. And just like Rick Joyner said earlier, says, this is the time to believe for the harvest. This is when people are going to wake up. Mm-hmm. And if you and what he's called us to do is not big stack people up in some building and call it the church. He's called us to be able, and buildings are great. I got a good friend that's a building. No. But it's the fact he's called us to make disciples. We're called to make disciples, you know, for Jesus Christ. And that's somebody who actually knows the teachings of Jesus and follows the teachings of Jesus. Which means the first thing, if you want to prepare yourself for the harvest that's about to come, you need to be a first fruits. You need to get saved. You need to give your life back to God. You need to say, Jesus, you know, I want to make you the Lord of my life. And we actually shared our testimonies, you know, some of them, parts of it, at meetmyfather.org. So you could actually just see, you know, if God can save us, he can save you. If he can forgive us, he can forgive you, because we're here only by the grace of God. But God's grace is sufficient. And then become his disciple. Begin to say, you know what? I'm going to begin to find out the ways of Jesus and follow them. And we have a perfect plan for you with the Emmaus Road to begin to take this journey of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. Then what happens? You're ready. You're ready whether the Lord takes you on, whether it takes the society breaks loose and takes you out, or if the greatest harvest that ever came, God allowed you to be a part of that. And then you would know, I need to make somebody like myself. I need to make someone else a disciple of Jesus Christ. And it's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be, is it, John?
No, it's easy. You know, all you need to do is respond to God. All we need to do is and you were talking about the warnings. Oftentimes I hear people, you know, they hear about the warning, they look at the warning, they evaluate the warning, but they don't prepare.
That's right.
They don't take heed.
Right.
And it's a wise man, a wise woman that takes heed and begins to prepare themselves, begins to prepare their families. And you prepare by searching your heart and asking God, God, how can I line myself up with you? Where do I need to change? Where do I need to repent? And then when we get our lives right, we can actually pray so that the Father can hear us. And maybe we can, through prayer, you know, the Lord will move on our behalf. Yes. He will change things from happening. Yeah. The calamity won't happen upon us, our communities, our families. Mm. Our children won't be affected. And we can begin to reach out for, you know, God and draw close, and we can see our whole city, our whole country change when we, it just starts with us.
Right. And I wish we had for you right now, you know, Isaiah's got a chance to see like what took place, what you're hearing. Do we have that video? I don't know. We have that up for Isaiah giving that prophetic dream, but he saw specifically 11 years old. He saw exactly what Rick is talking about. Rick Joyner was talking about, and a variance of that where all of a sudden the plush, you know, green America, you know, all of a sudden it became almost like Haiti in regards to the vegetation was gone, that, you know, gangs were moving around and the church was under persecution. You have, you know, Brett Holderbaum out of Colorado, you know, he was seeing the same thing happen. Understand, it looks one way, but how it boils down is, what are they going to do? They're going to come after God's folks. It's JJ. It's the Jews and Jesus. The Jews and Christians. This is
Satan's playbook. It's nothing new.
It's a standard playbook.
Is this it?
Just like it happened in France when you saw all of a sudden, why did they end up in a kosher store, you know, where a Jewish-owned store to go all of a sudden take Jews hostage, and they killed several there in that store because they had nothing to do with what was taking place with this particular magazine that did this article on there. So the thing is that I want to stir your heart. Hopefully today that you're like, are we so desensitized that we don't even care that the fact that a fellow human being has been burned alive, and that God's saying this is coming and it's worse than this is coming to America, but he says, but if my people who are called by name would repent and turn from their wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven, he'll heal the land. And this is what he says about the warning. He says that we're obligated to say it. We have to tell you. This is a trumpet. He says he has a trumpet, and he says, you have no choice. If you don't tell the people, he said, whatever their consequences is, their blood will be on your hands. Mm-hmm. But if you tell them and they repent, then everything stops. The storm stops. Think about that. That's because God's telling us because he wants us to go. I just watched the news today, God's news, behind the news. So I know what's going on. And with that, guess what? I'm going to respond to the news. God just said this is going to happen, so I want it to stop. What am I going to do? I'm going to repent. And God changes it. But this is the second thing is, but even if the people don't repent, that the blood is not on the hand of the ones God has said warn. And let me tell you something. There's a raging storm on the outside of this wall, and we are literally prophetically riding that wall,
yes,
with just torches of warning. And on one side of the wall is a storm. On the other side is this peaceful America. And that wall is about to break, and it's going to bring great tragedy to our nation if we don't wake up. And some of these things, based on what Rick Joyner is saying, the Lord has shown him it's going to happen. But you know what? I mean, you think about some point, and we're going to go to break, but you got to hear this. You know, my children were young. They were my daughter was bigger than my son at that point. Now he's bigger than all of us.
Hmm.
And she was picking on him, always picking on him in the back seat of the car. And I told her, I said, one day he's going to grow up and he's going to rear back and he's just going to pop you while you keep messing with him like that. Well, that happened. You know, she picked on him for quite some time. And all of a sudden we're riding down the street one day. And I told her this. I said, and when the day that he does that, the day that he responds to what you're doing, we're just going to tell you, oh, well. And so we're riding down the street, you know, some months later. And with that, we hear this big smack in the back seat. And all of a sudden we turn around. And when we turn around, our daughter just looks at us and goes, oh, well.
Mm.
And I got to be honest with you. You know, we've been pouring our lives out, and others have too, to be warning you. There's nothing we can do. If you don't repent, it's going to happen. And the only thing we can say is, oh, well.
Mm.
But no, even in the turmoil, even in the tragedy, God is still there. We can turn to him. Even if you lose things and stuff, and even loved ones, God's still there. But you can turn today and begin to prevent, at least stop or cut back on what potentially is going to happen. Because this thing's being set up. And there's no way that one man and one presidency could do so much outside of God saying, listen, you have gone astray, church in America. You have gone and done your own thing. You've worshiped things instead of the Creator. Mm-hmm. You didn't honor me. You weren't grateful. You didn't have any gratitude. Therefore, I'm going to turn you over. Think about that. And that's a loving Father saying, I want to bring you to a place of correction and a place of repentance, but why suffer such loss? Let's turn. We get back to this break. We're going to talk not only is America at stake right now, but Israel is being surrounded. God will stand for Israel, but we need to stand for Israel. But more, we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
$50 Eye Guy.
Welcome to the Army Navy Store with 2 locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and in Fort Walton Beach.
We have ammunition, weapons,
tactical gear, survival gear, uniform, patches, and much, much more. Call, go online, or visit us today.
Well, I just want to say right up front that Donna was out shopping. And she got a Saints jersey.
Oh, wow.
A Saints jersey. That's a football team, not hockey. And
does she need something to mop up the floor?
No. Thing about it was, you know, if you look back, if you study the archaeological digs around New Orleans, you'll find out they did win once.
Did they?
They did. Okay. And it must be over because she found it in somebody's garage brand new for a dollar.
Oh, for a dollar.
Do you remember the day that those things were so high? It was like, wow. These were just like,
oh, yeah.
These were like stuffing, you know, for your, like, place the peanut thing. And so, and so, of course, I'm like, I'm going to, and she says, like, I got to give this to Pat. And I'm thinking, you got to give that to Pat? I'm going to sleep in it. And I had a dream.
Was it a scary dream? Was it a scary dream?
They just lost again.
Okay. I don't know what
it was.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Really, there wasn't a dream. Nothing happened as usual. But I can't believe a dollar. It's going for a dollar now.
Wow. I never come across that.
I said, baby, if you ever run into another one, get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Because
they will quit printing them after a while.
Yeah.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, we've been talking about what's taking place in America and what took place with a Jordanian pilot in the Middle East. But we want to talk now about Israel, because Israel has a lot at stake.
John. This is going to be a big year, 2015. We want to make sure that we're praying for Israel and staying on course, because oftentimes we have a tendency to forget. We don't remember, but Israel doesn't have that luxury to forget. You know, just recently,
which is only 60 miles approximately wide at its widest point.
Right,
I understand we're talking about Israel. You know, it's under this kind of threat. You know, this is major.
It lives with this type of threat every single day. And right now, CBN's reporting that the chairman of the Palestinian Authority, Abbas, he's actually seeking recognition from the International Criminal Court to bring war crimes on Israel because of what happened during this Gaza conflict, Operation Protective Edge.
Their attack on Israel.
Exactly. But what's interesting is that came on the heels of another resolution that was sponsored by Jordan, which you had the Jordanian pilot just went down, but Jordan sponsored this, and it failed by one vote. What does that mean? That means...
Well, what was the resolution?
Well, the resolution was to go back to the 1967...
Borderlines. Oh, my goodness.
To remove their military...
Which our president said, President Barack Obama said, they needed to go back to the 1967 borderlines.
Exactly.
It's almost like things are being organized to accomplish that particular goal.
Yeah. And the real problem with this is that they're going to wait, and you're going to hear this from the interview, because Australia is about to lose their place, and New Zealand is going to replace them. And they're thinking that New Zealand could change their vote.
And there's an unstoppable supposed voting bloc, Islamic voting bloc. They've totally set this thing up against Israel. We talked about that before. We'll make that available to you on the post. And so this undefensible borders. And our president said they need to go back to 1967.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
I want you to watch this video as you hear this.
One vote away from this being reality.
One vote away. Watch this. Mm.
2015 is just 2 days old, and already we're seeing a renewed diplomatic push by the Palestinians against Israel. Earlier this week, Palestinian leaders tried to push through a resolution in the UN Security Council calling on Israel to withdraw to its pre-1967 borders. That move was defeated, but now the Palestinians are seeking recognition from the International Criminal Court so they can file war crimes charges against the Jewish state. Well, CBN senior editor John Waggy spent several years in our Jerusalem bureau and just returned from Israel. Right. So what's this about the criminal court? What are the charges?
Well, this is something that the Palestinians have threatened now for months, if not years, and it's bringing war crimes charges against Israeli political and military leaders for the incursion into Gaza, things like that, where Palestinian war crimes under Hamas are not prosecuted by the UN, but the UN Human Rights Commission is currently investigating Israel for war crimes. And so the Palestinians are trying to push that forward and put the pressure on Israel within the court system if they can't win in the UN Security Council.
How do you think that's going to work out?
Well, I don't think the criminal court is going to be as much of a threat to Israel as the continued fight at the UN. You know, the Palestinians are basically waging a two-front war. Part of the front is diplomatic, part of it is military. But it's the diplomatic war that they really have had their success recently. And they only came one vote short in the Security Council to vote to Israel to withdraw to 1967 lines. So they're going to try that again this year, most likely. The UN Security Council is rotating its membership, and it may not be as friendly to Israel as it was this time, which wasn't very friendly. friendly.
Like who might not be as friendly with the new Security Council changes?
For instance, Australia voted no with the United States to reject this resolution that would have been put pressure on Israel. Well, they're going to be replaced by New Zealand, and New Zealand may abstain or vote yes. And so the Palestinians are going to make another run at this. There's no doubt about it. They'll wait until later, but after Israeli elections.
Oh, well, speaking of the elections, Benjamin Netanyahu has a tough challenge facing him. What do you think is going on internally in Israel?
Well, he called elections because they passed a law within the Knesset that said Israel is a Jewish state. Netanyahu feels this is very important, that Israel declare itself a Jewish state and that the Palestinians recognize Israel as a Jewish state. There are people within his government who didn't want to see that, more left-leaning members, and Netanyahu tried to negotiate with them, and finally he just said, I can't deal with this carping all the time. We're going to elections and let the people decide on it. So March 17th is the date, and Israel's got to face elections. People aren't real happy about it, but it is a big issue that they're dealing with here. And so it's essentially a referendum to the people on whether Israel can declare itself a Jewish state and whether they're happy with Netanyahu's security measures and the way he's governed as prime minister. He's now the longest running prime minister in Israeli history.
Now, relations between the United States and Israel have been rocky, mm-hmm. and we now hear that President Obama wants to normalize relations with Iran, much the same way he wants to with Cuba. How is that going to affect our relationship with Israel?
Well, Israel has said repeatedly that they will not allow Iran to obtain nuclear weapons, and you have to take them at their word that they mean it. So if the United States tries to bring Israel back in the so-called community of nations by easing up on sanctions or whatever, it means that Israel essentially is going to have to probably go it alone if they want to prevent militarily Israel or Iran from getting nuclear weapons. So it's going to be tough.
Yeah, indeed. All right, John, thanks so much.
All right.
So what you're looking at, you know, and some reports are that this election that's going down, mm-hmm. Some people in America, according to some reports, even in our White House, is supporting this other candidate.
It's not surprising.
To run against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's trying to defend his country, a Jewish state, wanting to call themselves a Jewish state. It's like, come on, what is up with this?
This is easy. This is simple. Reports are that he's actually...
It's like a Chinese in saying we don't want to be called China, you know what I'm saying? Or Mexicans not want to say we want to be Mexicans.
Hello.
It's just like, what are you talking about?
Right.
But this is major, and make sure we're going to catch our next program. Our next program, we're going to have, you know, what does 1967 borders mean? Because there is an unstoppable voting bloc right now in the United Nations. Mm-hmm. Don't think that the United Nations is an answer for anything except to come against America and come against Israel. And those folks, it seems like to me, based on my personal opinion, who are banking for the United Nations to fulfill our American agenda. They have a world agenda.
Yeah.
And they have it's not America, the Constitution. It's not our Declaration of Independence. It's not God, one nation under God.
No.
But they're talking about gun control. They're talking about, you know, there's a law right now, John. You're not going to believe this, and I know we got to go to this program. But in a city ordinance, in a city on the Gulf Coast in Pensacola, Florida, that people were told they had to move a vehicle off their property because it was in violation of an article to the United Nations.
What?
They were using that particular...
Really?
Yeah, because some uniform code of how to handle city growth and that type of thing. I was like, oh my goodness.
They're influencing a city.
Yes. So I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you right now, you know, stay tuned to our next program because we're going to, what is 1967 borders? As a matter of fact, we may even have for you the president himself saying we need to go back to 1967 borders. But before we go, we want to pray for that family of the Jordanian pilot. We want to pray for the protection over Israel, and we want to pray for protection over America. So let's just take a moment right now. Father God.
Yes.
Lord, we just come to you right now. All of our audience, we're just praying right now, Father God, and we're saying, dear Lord, have mercy on America, God. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, Lord. We went our own way, Father God, and we didn't honor you, and we weren't grateful for how you blessed us. Lord, we're the top 1% of the wealth in the world, and we're disgruntled. God, forgive us for that, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you would protect our borders, Lord God, that you would put godly leaders in place, Lord God, and that America would stand for Israel, Father God, and stand for you, Father God, that the church would awaken and arise, Lord. And we just declare, arise, church, arise, Lord God. We would put your angels about Israel, that you would save Israel, Father God, and you would give wisdom, Lord, to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Father God, and to protect them, God. We ask in Jesus' name. Thank you for praying with us. Let's continue to pray. Let's continue to stay focused. The best newscast of all is the one that comes from heaven, and our God does speak. Join us for What Does 1967 Borders Mean to Israel, our next program. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
That's right, we have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV.